Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Kostaki Economopoulos is on.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is Tom, that's Willie, and joining us on the Zoom link, it's comedian Kostaki Economopoulos, or as Siri calls him, Kostaki Economopoulos.
From the world's smallest lending library.
It's Kostaki Economopoulos,
That's what you
Economopoulos, yeah.
Yeah,
so that's right. It's a bargain palace.
Nice. Obviously, most of your books are packed.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
Kostaki's in front of a bookcase with like 6 books.
Okay,
okay, wait a minute.
And they're all the Communist Manifesto.
There are a lot more than 6 books.
A lot of marks. Wow.
Okay. Kostaki, reach behind you. Don't look. Grab a book and tell us what it is.
Let's see.
The Kama Sutra. Yes.
Please be Karl Marx.
Oh, goodness. I never metaphor I didn't like.
I bet that's fun.
Draw.
Kostaki's books are all comedy and communism, everything from Groucho Marx to Karl Marx.
Comedy to communism. Kostaki.
He's not a communist at all.
What's Why I never got metaphor him? I didn't like? What's that?
It's a book about metaphors and comedy. A comprehensive compilation of history's greatest analogies, metaphors, and similes.
I love that stuff.
Wow. There you go.
Okay. Was that a gift?
No library's complete without it.
It does sound like a gift.
It does. My favorite Santa.
It might be a wife book. I don't know. That's not. I can't claim.
Now, any big NFL news this week? I haven't been.
Yeah, there's a few things. I was surprised to see so many headlines. Here's one. Is Cardinal coach Cliff Kingsbury on the hot seat? I'm like, it's June. All seats in Arizona are effing hot. Yes. Watch your ass. You could hurt yourself. Yeah, it's a hot seat, but it's a dry hot seat. Am I right, everybody?
Oh, nice.
I don't trust Cliff Kingsbury. Who spells Cliff with a K? Is he a Russian spy or something? It's ridiculous. Plus, his middle name is probably... Go ahead.
Plus, isn't he Kyler Murray's boy or vice versa? He's not going anywhere, right?
I don't know. That's a good point. Yeah, but they've had Kyler for 2 seasons, haven't made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
His middle name is probably Carl with a K, and his monogram towels are an abomination.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Kingsbury with a K, you see, Christy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like white towels that say that.
The triumvirate.
You can see his robe. That's the...
Oh, no. Get rid of the hood there.
Jeez. Oh,
all right.
Okay.
But the big news the last couple of weeks, I love this. We got our first openly gay NFL player.
Oh, that's
so cool. Yeah. We've come a long way since the 80s when high school football players would announce that I'm gay. That's very different. I love this, too. Carl Nassib has the best-selling jersey in the NFL. That's a totally new way of announcing that you're gay, right? Do they even allow black shirts at a gay pride parade? Is that even?
He's a
the Dolphins
Raider, you see.
Colors yes. seem yeah. way more. Okay.
Right.
Not everyone loves the Nassib jersey news. The Tim Tebow jerseys are kneeling in prayer. You know, it's...
You think they're going to have to be? You think they're going to have to be extra careful with him? Like they can't cut him or trade him? Or
there's always that kind of concern, isn't
right? Boy, yeah. That's a good question. Well, Michael Sam was the big gay NFL player, never played a down. They cut him, no problem. So
that's
true.
Know.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
Is this guy a better, is this guy a better player than he was?
I think he's pretty good. Yeah, I
mean, yeah, he's good. He's got a pretty significant contract. I don't have it in front of me, but he's been, you know, he's on a 3-year or something multi-million-dollar deal. He's doing just fine. So
he'll have to be very careful about that during the play-by-play, not the.
Yeah, somebody might you can accidentally.
That's
something.
Right.
I'm not kidding because you could say something
like what? What
do you exactly mean? That they don't mean at all.
Yeah, they don't mean at all.
There are a lot of NFL phrases that are a little suggestive, right?
Yeah.
You know, tight end up the middle. I mean, all kinds of things.
That's right. All that stuff.
That's the game.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. But you know,
it doesn't matter. Someone will say something and the cancel police will be all over them.
Yeah. That'll be a clip on Twitter for 100 years, right? It's Pride Month. A group of Lions is a pride, but Pride Month, of course, not about the Detroit Lions. The Lions haven't had a parade since 1957. That's good enough.
True enough. I'd stop right there, Kasaki. That is a fantastic joke.
My goodness.
Wait, the next one's kind of up your alley too, Tom. It's a fun stat. The Lions, this is amazing to me, had more playoff wins in 1957 than since 1957.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That Yoko Ono has a better record. That's
a tough. First of all, I was wrong. Those two jokes are just as stellar as the one before it. My God, but what a stat.
Yeah. What a stat,
poor
right?
Lions.
That's absolutely staggering.
Was the postseason extra long then? Was there a reason that's so staggering, or is that just they have
they just had a good year. They had a good road.
They had a good year. And
did they win the Super Bowl in 57?
There wasn't one.
Championship.
It was pre-57, and it Chick, do you know if they won it all?
I'm pretty sure they did, and then they let Bobby Lane go, and he cursed him, so that's why they haven't won.
I don't remember that. Is that why? There's a GOAT story for this team?
And it's not that they won so many games. They've only won one playoff game since then, I think.
It's obscure trivia time. Kostaki, remember the book Paper Lion?
Yes.
Do you remember who wrote it? George Plimpton. Very good. Okay, but do you remember who played George Plimpton in the film version of that? He would go on to become one of the most famous actors in American television.
Was it Alan Alda?
It was.
That's a pretty good choice.
Yeah,
Alan Alda plays. And Paper Lion is the story of a guy who is a reporter that gets to actually
play
quarter. He plays during an exhibition.
I saw that movie.
Exhibition.
So they didn't tell the other players. And it's like a reporter that's like on the team and he's just horrific. It's a funny premise, actually.
And I believe Joe Schmidt, who was a linebacker for the Lions, is in it. And I think Alex Karras is in
I think
in
so,
that movie.
Too. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I think.
50 years.
It would have to be Alex Karras. Mr. Papadopoulos.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Kostaki Economopoulos is our guest, and you can link up to Kostaki at All Pro Lines, where pro football meets pro comedians. And you can enter your joke and hand one to Kostaki. Do we have any outside jokes this week?
Yeah, this one, actually, the very next one on the list here is from Jeff Manier, who's been writing some great stuff. Vanna White was born in 1957. She reveals more W's in a half hour than the Lions have in a decade.
That guy is a genius.
That's a good line, right?
Well, this Detroit Lions hunk is my favorite of the year.
It's fun, right? There's a couple more.
I hope Jeff Daniels isn't listening. He loves the Lions.
Well, of course he does. He's from Michigan, wouldn't he?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, we all make fun of our teams. I've been working on coming up on All Pro Lines in all of July. Every day is a new meme. There's a meme for every team coming out.
Oh, cool.
And so I've been doing some of the writing for that. And when I was kind of searching teams, there was no team that had more hits in my document than the Atlanta Falcons. So I make fun of my team more than any other team. Sure. So it's just the nature of what are you going to do? Lions GM said Jared Goff is not a bridge option. Right. To use a bridge, you already have to be up on the land. The Lions are drowning. There's no, really.
Yeah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Been tough. I have some Detroit audio. Do you want to hear it?
Oh,
sure.
This is really obscure. This is something from today, from Upper Michigan. These are people actually watching a cliff drop into Lake Superior.
What does this have to do with football?
First of all, it's because it's about Michigan.
Because
everybody likes the Michigan ride.
You see, Christy, the Detroit Lions are Detroit, Michigan.
Right.
Right.
Then
that's
you
it.
You go up across the Mackinac Bridge.
You go all the way up towards Canada.
He felt like he had to tell people Detroit is in Michigan.
Right.
I was explaining the connection to Christy.
I thought you should play Detroit Rock City or something.
Me too. I thought we were going to go like...
No, this is audio from some boaters watching a chunk of the cliff fall into the lake.
Stocky, we're sorry professionally that you would have to call in.
Here it comes. Let's give it a listen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, guys, we're going to get some...
Back it up.
Sounds like me to strip club.
Back it up.
Isn't that amazing?
Jesus!
It is amazing you chose to play that.
Yes, it is.
What happened
again?
Sounds
like a drunken brawl at
a cliff fell into Lake Superior.
A cliff fell into the lake.
And how does your brain work? Momentum? I'll put a stop to this.
And we wouldn't have heard the great joke about you implying that your erection is so big at a strip club you have to ask the ladies to back up?
That's not the implication.
What I was
saying. That's not the implication.
Oh, back that ass up.
I thought you were so concerned about the tumescent member you were sporting for the ladies.
I don't know how big this thing gets.
Sure. Yeah.
Porkistocki works all week to do this.
Nothing could be funnier than the Detroit Lions jokes that he did.
That's so funny. You decided for him.
I was here last week.
You're done.
I was here last week when he peaked at the three-quarter mark.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry, I don't want him to pull Atlanta Falcons on us and score 37 points.
It's very Falcony of me. That's right.
Okay, Kostaki, I will listen to these future jokes. I will listen with absolute, I will judge them on their value. Go ahead.
Thank you for calling.
Go ahead.
All right. Throwback helmets are coming back in 2022. Everybody loves the throwbacks. Brett Favre celebrated by texting a picture of his penis.
Throwback moment. Okay. Audio.
The throwback helmet. I'm guessing Washington is going to pass on this one. I don't know.
No. The Browns. The throwback helmet they were using is just a plane. There's nothing on it. So it looks
there's
like
no, a logo. They go way back and then they're safe again.
Yeah, they're safe.
They can do that then.
They're safe. Yeah.
A good joke nonetheless.
Throwback Bengals helmets.
Yeah.
Those would be fun from the era when way to go boomer wasn't an insult. You see that?
Tom's so
they
stubborn.
Wanted to be helmet.
I know. That's clearly a
he's already proclaimed there's nothing better than the Lions joke.
Yep.
So you could trot out Richard Pryor right now. He will not laugh.
I appreciate the Boomer Esiason restaurant reference, rather.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kostaki. Excellent joke.
They wanted to do helmets from Tom Brady's first year, but of course, those are leather. Okay.
He's an old man.
He's getting up there.
Tim, the man, Kostaki, brilliant quarterback, yes.
Kostaki, I have a joke that I'm pretty sure only you and Chick will get. I'm just going to try it real quick. They said they're doing throwback helmets, and Mason Rudolph said, "Ah! He got hit in the head with a helmet last year, nothing."
Oh,
I mean, nothing at all.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Miles Garrett. I get jokes.
Yeah, it would have been a great top joke in week 15 last season. Okay,
my Browns and the Steelers. Yeah, you're right. Should have laughed.
So. All right, now here's a subject that I put on All Pro Lines, and people were chiming in, and it was really fun. There's about 10 of these. You ready? We'll go rapid fire.
Tom, you want to put a stop to this before it starts?
Yeah.
This could be very good.
Royal Caribbean hosting a Philadelphia Eagles fans cruise March 2022.
Oh.
4,000 plus Eagles fans. It's all fun and games until they run out of cheesesteaks on day two.
Because people in Philadelphia like cheesesteaks, Christy.
I'm aware of that, fans Tom. Cruise,
the good, not really a joke, more of a survey answer.
God, just let him talk. Please.
The good news, there are enough Rocky movies now to have one on every night of the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh,
formal night. Formal night is when you wear the home jerseys. Eagles crews. I hope they have a little courtroom in jail, like at Veterans Stadium.
Yeah.
Kudos to the fan who has the cojones to dress up like Santa Claus and wander around the ship.
All right. Kostaki, you got to prove us right here,
batteries.
Man.
March. Usually that sinking feeling for Eagles fans kicks in around October.
With cruises in March.
All right, we'll close on this one. You can chime in on their offensive game plan on the poop deck, everybody.
Implying that they're offensive.
I understand.
Poop-like.
I'm not stupid.
Poop-like. Fecal-like.
We know what poop means.
Fecality.
Gustav, I have a little quiz set up here.
You can join the crusade by going to...
You can join.
All-pro lines.
Do we have time to do a quick quiz?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. This is super fun, super fast. NFL quarterback or local news reporter? There's a bunch of quarterbacks. We don't know these. We don't know all these guys. Oh,
this is a
right?
good idea.
Yeah.
All right. We'll start off a little easy. Nate Sudfeld.
Quarterback.
Quarterback. Niners fourth string. Davis Webb.
News anchor.
Yeah, newscaster. Yeah.
Bills quarterback.
It's a good name.
Kent Shocknecht.
God, I hope that's a quarterback.
L.A. CBS anchor.
Wow.
What's his last name?
Shocknecht.
They didn't ask him to change it to something
no joke.
More palatable?
Mike White.
Actor.
Quarterback.
Jets quarterback. Mark Thompson.
Boy.
That sounds waspy. I'm going to say newscaster.
NBC in San Francisco.
There
correct.
Well,
yeah, real name Mark.
Jalen Morton.
What?
Jalen Morton.
Quarterback.
Colts quarterback.
Wow.
Mike Hambrick.
Newscaster.
TV in DC. Correct.
All right.
Dumb guess.
Easton Stick.
Easton Stick.
That sounds like someone that Dick Hitzwater is sitting in for.
Yeah.
It sounds like
eat some stick.
Something that Easton's doctor occasionally has to look at.
That's right. Yeah.
No, it's not Dick.
Oh, Easton Stick. I see. Not Easton
Stick. That's a Chargers quarterback.
Oh, no kidding.
Kurt Benkert.
Well, there's somebody who had a family.
That's a newscaster.
Packers fourth string quarterback.
Wow.
Cool.
Jacob Dolagala.
Great name.
Quarterback.
Packers fifth string quarterback.
Go Jacob.
And last one, Nancy Grace.
Linebacker.
Very good.
Dolphins quarterback.
Yeah. A man not in a position to make fun of a name. Kostaki Economopoulos.
Yeah.
True.
Quarterback.
Fair.
I mean, would your name fit in the back of a jersey?
All the way around
you
in
know
a
what?
Circle.
The NFL Pro Shop has a 12-letter limit. I've got 13 letters.
Oh, okay.
You got to drop one.
I think a jersey that says Kostaki, though, is pretty cool.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have one that says Kostaki?
I actually got, for fun, I got a T-shirt that has my name on the back with the one letter short because it made me giggle. That
so
there was a Max.
Christy asked a good question. Which letter did you drop?
Yeah.
The last one. It says Economopolo.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.